Moore made the announcement Thursday morning on his official Facebook page. In a video address, he says that elections can be, quote, bitter affairs, end quote, and that the city deserves to have an election that would unify it for the future. He explains why he's not running next April.
I've run as an incumbent before, and I can tell you that should my name be on the ballot in 2021, too many people will make the election about their personal feelings for me and not about the solutions we need to build a better Quincy, which is why I will not be a candidate for mayor in the April mayoral election.
Moore explains what the four things he plans to focus on are between now and the end of his term on April 30th.
To continue to deliver city services that are efficient, effective, and affordable. Second, to work with my colleagues on the City Council to adopt a budget that is balanced and continues our historic investments in public safety and infrastructure. Third, to continue implementing the strategies of the Quincy Next strategic plan so we can move forward on our path to prosperity. Lastly, to offer a transition plan so our next mayor will be prepared to do the job on day one. Because when our mayor is successful, Quincy is successful.
So far, two candidates have announced they are running to succeed Moore. 32-year-old Brandon Cook and 17-year-old Quincy High School student Brennan Hills. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.